Wow. Did you see that? Man. Whoo. Okay. Welcome. We running down the premiere of the season 2. Cloak and Dagger, they coming back. And they're coming pretty strong. Man, I did not like... What up, Arcatron in the house. Nice to see you, man. Hopefully the sound is clear. If you guys are getting the sound, hit me with a thumb up. But I think the sound is clear. Let me hit you with the pastor sweat. Pow, right on the side. Cool. We're going to get into everything with this two-part season premiere. Cloak and Dagger is a show that I thought was dope ever since the beginning. You know, it seems like we've been waiting forever for it to come back. And I was worried. I was wondering if they were going to have that same flame when they returned. You know, sometimes you worry about those things. You know, you sit, you watch, you worry. Cool, I'm glad. Sounds good. So you sit, you worry, and you're like, are they going to have the same heat when they come back? Big shout out to Techro Che. I hope I'm not screwing up your name. But they came with it. They came with that flame, that fire. There's so much to get into. You know, we got 2 hours or an hour and 30 minutes or whatever of the show. And I just want to jump in with Tyrone and Tandy's relationship. We are still getting this amazing parallel with everything they deal with. Whether it's relationships, whether it's family, whether it's, you know, being out on your own, they're always in a parallel with all of their situations, and it helps them relate to each other the best. Man, whether they're arguing with each other, whether they're in these tender moments where you're like, are y'all about to kiss? But boy, the acting in this, they coming through. They coming through. Now, real quick before I get deep, give me your kind of like, I guess, give me your general perceptions of this episode. How are you feeling? Your initial reactions? And we'll talk down below while I, you know, wrap up the acting. These guys can go from a tender moment to an argument and right back to a tender moment. They seem like real friends. They seem like people that are truly in a relationship with each other where they care about each other deeply. And it's so, wow, it's written well, it's relatable, and both of those actors are crushing it right now. They are killing it. Also, thank you for you guys in the chat. Hit that thumbs up. If you know other people that love the show, that watch the show, feel free to share this to them so we can all talk about it together. Sean Kelly said, yoga fire. All right, man. It's good. Take it easy, man. See you later. Got that yoga flame. Yo, just to see the way they portray Tandy and Tyrone is just very interesting and very heartwarming when they're together. You know, we see Tandy on this, you know, kind of grabbing and reaching back to her dance roots, that way of expression. And there's many times when we see her in the, you know, I guess in the mode of anger, yet expression and release. And she's dancing, you know, she's using her power, she's twirling around, but then the lights are flickering around her. There's just a lot pent up inside of her that she's continuing to release, continuing to let off. And you can see how it affects the electricity around her. And it's flames, yo. It is straight flames. On Tyrone's side, you see him dealing with being alone. You know, his father, you know, when the police busted in the house last season, dad was like, yo, you got to bounce. And we see that, you know, they didn't start a new season to act like that didn't happen or act like he was just magically okay. So I like seeing him checking in on his family, checking in on his, you know, Evita and everything, and even talking to auntie, you know, talking to her aunt and kind of trying to get some type of normalcy, even though you're essentially on the run, because there's no way to prove it. There's no way to, you know, kind of like clear your name, is as it were. But in the meantime, the thing that I do like is that both of them, and on separate wavelengths, both of them are, you know, studying their art. They practicing their craft. You know what I'm saying? You got your boy Tyrone. He's hitting drug dealers. He's taking stuff off the street and stopping people. He's, you know, kind of like making them fight against each other. He's getting them scared. But at the same time, he is kind of having setting in motion unintended consequences, because when you're dealing with, you know, gangs, you know, they think another gang did it. Then you create a power vacuum and, you know, people can get caught in the crossfire. And seeing where this leads him, what path it leads him down, is going to be a very interesting way to explain the kind of vigilante, the kind of hero he will be. On Tandy's side, it's a much more personal journey. She meets Michaela. We see Michaela in the group therapy, and just the way she deals with her abuser, and you know how you have this strange emotional attachment, because when people are being abused, it's not always you know, beating down and punching and kicking. You know, he has this side where he's like, no, I love you, I'm in love with you, you make me better, blah blah blah. And that's what kind of like makes her come back, you know, eases her back into that that mode of comfort, that mode of dependency on his love. And you see that play out in a very interesting way, where Tandy is, you know, she's I don't know if I say a product of that, but she's definitely been around it since she was younger, and figuring out how to guide Michaela through it is where she's having a lot of trouble. And I don't know, man. I really don't know. I think. I can see where her anger is. You know, I can see where her anger comes from, because, you know, you'd be like, yo, look, just leave him, get out of there. But there is a large and very important and deep seated emotional component to it that, you know, when you're there, because it's not like he met her day one and started hitting her, you know what I'm saying? It's, you know, it was probably, you know, months and maybe a year later than when he started to like, maybe like grab her or slap her or whatever. So it's a lot deeper than just being like, I want to leave. At least for Michaela, it is. And seeing how her trying to control that situation ended up having unintended consequences for her as well. But I love how no matter what situation Tyrone and Tandy are in, they always seem to dovetail back together. And I really, really dig that. Big shout out to the chat. We got Star Drew in the house. See, Star Drew says, how many copies of VHS movies do I have? Here in LA, zero. Oh, no. The wife has the full series of Roots on VHS. I think that's it though. I don't think, and she might have like Sound of Music or something here too. Back home, back in VA, big shout out to Up Two Down. I have that I know of. When I went back home earlier this year, I still got Malcolm X, the double VHS, the Malcolm X Spike Lee put out. Because I went to make sure that was still there. It's not pristine. I watched that movie tons of times, but you know, the box is still, you know, still got the big X on the box and everything. It's pristine enough. I don't even know if there's a term. But yeah, I got that, and I want to say I had like some Transformers stuff, but those are like way, way old. But seeing them pop that in and seeing the correlation with Zorro, because Zorro has a blade and he has a cloak. So then watching Zorro, at least in my opinion, I don't know, I could be super wrong. The writers could be like, nah, that ain't what we meant. But it seems like they're looking at a character that is their combined strengths. And speaking about combined strengths, another thing that I love about this show is their relation to each other. Like whenever you're in danger, no matter what we beefing on, whatever, no matter what we mad about, I'm still here for you. And I love that camaraderie between them. I know there was tons of people tweeting. I was live tweeting. Everybody was live tweeting. And they was like, I just want them to kiss. It's like, look, all right, ease up. Ease it up a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Wait for a little bit. Let it simmer. You know what I'm saying? You still got Evita who, you know, yo, Evita's dope. She ain't messed up. And she's been holding that flame. She's been holding that flame for him for 8 months. So I don't know if it's weird. This is, you know, we're in a tough situation because usually when they do love-ish triangles, because he hasn't really pursued Tandy or her pursue him in any romantic type of way, but usually they make one, like whether it's guy or girl, the bad guy and the good guy, you know what I'm saying? But there's still a triangle. In this situation, I like both of them. Tandy's cool, Evita's cool. Now, Evita was there first, so I got to give her seniority, you know what I'm saying? But both of them are cool. I guess somebody would also be like, well, Tandy got powers and she don't. But Evita knows Vudun. And when Tandy tried to use her power, she was like, mm-mm, don't be coming up in my dreams. So, see, you never know. You know, you gotta weigh the plus and minuses. Star Drew says, I like Zorro movie one, the one from 97. Movie two is okay, but not great like number one. You're talking about the one with Catherine Zeta-Jones in it, right? I think so. So to move on, I want to talk about all of their moments in the hangout in general. We talked about how they have these precious tender moments. I think that these are the times that are very necessary for them to be able to be stronger heroes, to be a better team, to be more considerate of each other's strengths, their weaknesses, and their limits. So I think that these moments in the like the hideout or the hangout or the home base, you know, whatever you want to call it, the hero's lair, I think those are super important. A remark on the hero stuff again, or the acting stuff again as a hero. Just seeing Tyrone and Tandy go into situations, knowing that it's dangerous, but still caring more about righting the wrongs and stuff. It's making for some good content. I do like that. As far as the home life, of course, Tyrone ain't got no home life. But speaking of home life, when it comes to Tandy's side, it's nice to see her mom getting back along, you know, getting along together again. It's good to see them, you know, just cooking dinner and just chilling and hanging out and going to the meetings together and just, you know, they're especially knowing where they came from, which is such a good part of this show, is because we get a chance to know, like, yo, it was whack for a long time. Like, her mom was stealing from her, you know what I'm saying? And now look where they are. And that's just a testament to good writing and long form storytelling, because you couldn't really do this in a movie. But with that, I think that time apart is another great parallel, because her time apart is building her family. His time apart is kind of like losing or holding on to the loss of his family, you know, by, you know, looking from afar, looking from a distance, going to the school, looking at Evita, stuff like that, which is another great parallel. Let's see, Tandy is getting to see more hope to the people in this season. Yeah, definitely. And man, no more burden from Quarter X. I don't know. Maybe I read that wrong. I don't know. But Star Drew, yeah, definitely. I like this more hopeful Tandy. Definitely. She's less cynical than she was. She keeps her eye open, but she's less cynical. Big shout out to the club scene. Before we go to the club scene, you see her ask about pancakes or waffles. And just seeing them walk in like they walked in, seeing them kind of like work the room, you know, doing their like crime fighting thing. I like it, man. I really do. I like them working together. Yo, it's dope. And seeing Tyrone use his powers the way he does, like he's able to like turn it on and turn it off. There's a couple times where he has some problems with it, but for the most part, he's much better than season one. It's not just an emotional response anymore. He can kind of get around at will. The way we see him place the recording device, the way he kind of like moves around when he's showing Evita stuff, just you know, very, 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 very poignant to show that. because we need to see some growth. We need to see some time pass. And of course, it's been 8 months. So they've both on their own been, you know, working out. And hopefully this season we get to see them work together on training some stuff too. Tetro said season one ending had waffles. Okay, I must have missed that then, because I remember season one, what I remember from the like second and last episode, I remember coming to the house, stealing to the Asian girl, and I kind of remember her name. I'm so sorry. They saved her dad. I remember her stealing her hopes, stealing her ex-boyfriend's hopes, and kind of like wrecking people's lives. And then Tyrone kind of dealing with, you know, what he's going to do with his family life, especially when the YouTube tape comes out and it seems like it doesn't give him the intended, you know, expected consequence or, you know, reaction from the police or from the public. So I remember that. And then, of course, all the crazy people went wild and they had to, like, run from them and fight them off. And then, of course, use their powers together to send the energy up into the sky. Cloak, little more smarter detective work. Yeah. Star Drew, big shout out to that. I wanted to touch on that. So yes, detective work on both sides. Both of these characters are getting good at stalking around. And I mean, not in a like creepy way, but stalking around the bad guys, figuring out where the bad guys will be, anticipating their moves. And doing things to stay off of their radar, I guess you could say, but always right up behind them to catch what they're going to do, try to stop their plans, whatever, whether it be a boyfriend that's beating up on his girlfriend or drug dealers and stuff that are like beating people up, you know, hurting the community, killing people, harming people, making neighborhoods a less safe place to live. So yeah, that dope. Now, back to the club real quick, you know, you get a little bit of dancing real quick, where it seemed like Tyrone peeped Tandy out a little bit. He was like, all right. He peeped it a little bit. It wasn't like a full look, but I feel like he was like, I see that thing. But he ain't commit. He was just like, acknowledge. But when old boy got threw up against the glass in the back room where the gangsters was, there was an ill whooping all up in that room. And the crazy thing is that the only thing that the tape caught was just a Wu-Tang butt kicking. That's all I can say. All you hear is like somebody's like, what are you doing here or whatever? And then just mad ill beating up, mad fighting, which was crazy. And you know, we got to deal with your girl O'Reilly, which I want to turn to now. Let me know what you think about O'Reilly. Where do you think she's going to end up by the end of this season? Because now we know it's not a split personality. It's a completely split entity, which is completely different. You know, when we first see her, you know, she looks like she's having migraines. She's dealing with stuff. She's taking these pills. You know, something's going on with her. She's kind of going through it with her police captain. And, you know, she's back on the force, but it doesn't seem like she's having the best time at it. You know what I'm saying? But she's still there. She's still standing. She's still strong. But we know something's up under the surface. We see her, you know, with those drugs. We see her look in the water. And that's when it becomes apparent, okay, all right, so this is you. You're doing this. Until, of course, later on, when Tyrone comes by to, you know, see her and give her some information, he's like, whoa, yo, who tied you up and beat you? And she was like, before she comes back. So it's like, oh, so this was something that was never part of you. This is something that split from you, or I guess in however that power hit her and she went underwater in the last season. But what I thought, or what we, the way they shot it to look like it was, sort of her seeing a split personality was, no, it was a complete other person that, I don't know, can we kill her? Can she be killed? And if we kill her, does it harm O'Reilly, the real O'Reilly, not Mayhem? That's going to be an interesting thing. See, Tekro said, I need a DBZ fuse. Yo, you know what? I would not be mad at a DBZ fusion. you know, like a nice little fusion dance. But speaking of fusion, to see Tandy and Mayhem, but she thought she was O'Reilly. She didn't know she was Mayhem. To see Tandy and Mayhem work back to back, that was nice. That was nice. I will say this. If you want to live a life of crime and you're planning on being a bad guy, you definitely need to go and get your workout on, because homie was running at full blast. You can't just be slacking. All right. You gotta like do some pull-ups and stuff. All right, because homie was running full blast and he outran, Mayhem kind of went around the back. And you know, Tandy went, you know, chasing him right directly behind him. But yo, seeing them work together was kind of cool, even though Mayhem is crazy. But in that scene, yo, I tweeted it out. We got our Hadouken. We got that like Senpu Kyaku Hadouken or whatever. Like we got that like Marvel versus Capcom Hadouken. Maybe it won't that ill, but it was nice. It was a nice start for your girl Tandy to be like, all right, it won't exactly like that, but that was sort of in my head. That's the special effects I heard. So Star Drew said, may not be time cop thing. Twins can be in both spaces. Yeah. So, all right. So yeah, maybe it could be a twin, but something, you know, something we'll have to see how we're going to deal with her, because she's going to be a problem, because we saw old girl was like, I'm a cop. I can do whatever I want. First, no, it's looking like cops can do whatever they want. Let's see. Hold up. All right. Cool. Cool. Just making sure, you know, look like the stream was acting up for a second. But before I go, guys, let me know what you thought about this episode, these two episodes. And also let me know what you think is going to happen in episode 3. While I wrap these thoughts up, one, it was great seeing Auntie in there. Also, big shout out to Auntie talking about the power of prayer. That's right. Look, don't sleep on the power of prayer. You know what I'm saying? You pray. You know what I'm saying? You pray fervently and you pray intentionally. Right? Don't you scoff at the power of prayer, because prayer works. Right? Also, big shout to this whole situation that I think they've uncovered with these people getting sort of kidnapped and taken off in these private ambulances, because I don't think that's going to end anytime soon. Also, I like the mention and the kind of uncovering or bringing up the Loa. I love supernatural content, whether it's supernatural action or supernatural horror. And it seems like there is a very supernatural energy surrounding this show, maybe even in a latent way, but it's there. And I think it's definitely worth checking out and definitely worth, you know, seeing how far we can go into it. I want to see more group therapy. I also like the moment that they took out for the girls that were missing in New Orleans that were Black, and him talking about the difference between girls that have been lost that are Black. And I want to send up I don't want to say thoughts and prayers, because I feel like sometimes that can be lost in being insincere. But I truly do pray, and I truly do want us to never forget the girls in DC that went missing. Was it 2017? But, you know, girls go missing all the time. And unfortunately, when they're Black girls, it seems like there is no fanfare. There is no coverage beyond maybe that day. And I like how they took a second to regard on that, how there are so many silenced voices due to institutional racism. Big shout out to Star Drew. He said, the ball of glow to get the truck down. Okay. So yeah, the ball, yo, she hit him with an ill Hadouken. Big shout out to that. Also want to give a shout out to the mom, seeing the mom in here. I don't know if we saw the dad in here. Let me know if we did. I don't believe we did. Big shout out to seeing the mom in here. And her, you could see on her face, there's a lot of subtle things when it comes to the physical acting and the facial expressions in this show that really show a lot of emotion and show a lot of heart in each like little step when it comes to this. And dug it, man, from front to back, this show was killing it. It was crushing it. And I cannot wait to see more, man. This is a show that I did not think was going to be good. I did not expect to cover this show longer than 2 episodes. And here we are on season 2, episode 1 and 2. And we here live doing it again. So guys, next week, before everybody bounces, next week we will be here Thursday night, but it'll be probably a little earlier because we won't have 2 episodes. So Thursday night, we will be here running down Cloak and Dagger, episode 3. Also, big shout out to everybody that came through in the chat. Arcatron, Tetrochet, Stardrew, anyone else that usually comes through, like Alan Lewis, Blue Magic, Little Miss Chocolate, all those folks, Max Evans, all that stuff. Big shout out to them. Big shout out to Slice of Sci-Fi and all that good stuff. If you are interested in other shows, make sure that you like, you comment down below, or keep hollering at me, subscribe. Holler at me on Twitter. We can still talk about this show later on. But to let you know, I will be covering Star Trek Discovery. I will also be covering American Gods on this channel. I have some more panels coming from WonderCon last weekend. And what else is coming down the pike? I will have a review for Avengers Endgame very soon. Can't tell you exactly when, but very soon. And it'll be dope. I'll bring a guest through. So guys, thank you for coming through. It looks like nobody has any predictions. It was a good opening. So here's my prediction for next episode. We saw some kind of like previews for next episode, but here's my prediction for next episode. My prediction is that we get a 3-on-1, like a first time battle 3-on-1 versus Mayhem, and Mayhem tears all their butts up. I think that's what we're going to get. I think we're going to get a situation where they all three try to like beat her up or rush her or whatever, and she handles them handily, easily, and gives them a little something to think about. You know, because our heroes got to take a butt whooping every now and then. You know what I'm saying? A little butt whooping ain't never hurt nobody. Well, actually, a butt whooping has hurt many people, but you know what I'm saying? You know, for the story, I think it's great. Can't wait to see how we follow through on this Loa thing. Want to see more of the Loa. And if you're interested in Loa, we're going to be getting some of the Loa in American Gods. So, yeah. Oh, Shazam. Dad, yeah, you're right. Shazam. You know what? DC, y'all ain't holler at me for Shazam, man. Come on. Why you sleeping on me? But, yeah, Shazam. I'm going to have to see that. Wow. I completely forgot this weekend. Yo, man, all the WonderCon stuff, I completely forgot. Yeah, I guess I'm going to have to see Shazam sometime this weekend. Maybe I'll see it tomorrow night. Maybe Saturday or something like that. I don't know. We'll see. But I've heard good things. Big shout out to Double Toasted. They were talking about how if they think it's okay, I'm probably going to like it. Like, I gauge my stuff because they usually a little harder than I am. So if they're like, yo, this is a matinee, I'm probably going to give it a full price. You know what I'm saying? So big shout out to the dudes, Double Toasted. Big shout out to MD Marie. She has the comic book Vindication out. Check that out. Big shout out to Solar Gray from Back in the Deck Productions. You can check them out. And any more shout outs? Shout outs to Thought Crimes. And shout out to all you guys that watch. Can't wait till next episode. The writers are on point. The actors are on point. Even the way they light the sets when you deal with Tandy and Tyrone. With Tyrone, it's a little more subdued, a little more scary, a little creepy, a little darker. And then, of course, on Tandy's side, or Tyrone's side is a little darker. Tandy's side is a little bit lighter. So I am hyped, I am psyched, and I cannot wait. Yo, guys, from me to you, we have been having a ball and a dope time. So until next week, around this time, we're going to be talking some of that amazing Cloak and Dagger.